November 21st, continue.
In very small age also, he left his home, went to Vrindavan in Braj, very small age. He did not even know to write the beginning alphabets of Hindi, never been to school. But from the mouth of the Vaishnavs, especially from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association, he remained. No ordinary people had such tatva gyan as he had. When Babaji used to say Navadip Dham, the very renowned one, Pran Gopal Shastri, very famous scholar, he was famous all over Bengal. But when he was preaching Bhagavat, that path Babaji Maharaj was crossing by, he was doing his part, his preaching about the gopis parakhya bhav. He was speaking in Braj Golok, he was saying, only in this material world, manifest pastimes, when he comes, then he is manifesting this parakhya. There he is always Swakya. Babaji Maharaj Gosain, what you are speaking? Do you know what you are speaking? In Golok Vrindavan, is coming itself here to this planet. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is written, and other places also, that Krishna brings his moods, emotions, and all his parakya bhav associates, whatever there are, along with his associates, he come to this place. There is no difference between the two. What is in Golok Vrindavan, there is not. It is not here also, is not. Babaji, that preacher became speechless. He offered his obeisances at his feet and asked forgiveness. To have the gyan, knowledge of tattva, it is not possible in university, in college, like Padmanabha Maharaj was speaking just now. When I was in US, somebody came to me, some people, that I am going in university for PhD, I am studying. You have fallen down. You will fall down from bhakti. Going to school, whatever your guru has taught, they can teach more than that? Never. Then by performing PhD, you will never be able to come to bhakti, rather you will fall down. Nowadays, many people in ISKCON, they are going to big universities. You don't have to go to the universities. Our most respected Vaman Maharaj used to say, only I remain who can, who is in this bhakti, whoever has gone to college, university, they have not come back. How will you be saved? I will all the time, because stayed in Vaishnava service, Gurudev service. I have also seen those who have gone to school, college, they did not return back. In Keshavji Gaudiya Mat, he is here now also. He was a brahmachari of Mat. He went to study Sanskrit in a Sanskrit university, college, and he didn't return back from there. Now married, with children, now he is now starting to work, finding a job. Where he was serving the Lord, now he is serving the Maya. He went from bhakti, fell down. That is why school, colleges, you don't need to go to all these places. Whatever knowledge we have, that is enough. Studying all these things, if you haven't studied, you are not well illiterate, do not worry. Study the Siddhants, philosophies properly with the Vaishnav. Whatever Tattva Gyan the Vaishnavs have, they will impart you all this knowledge, and also you will get Prema Bhakti of Bhagavan. Our Premanand.
Externally, it seems he had no education, even he could not write his name. But he had all Siddhanta was with him. One time in Bengal, there was one Goswami named Pran Gopal Shastri. He was very, very learned. But one time he was giving a lecture, and that time Sri Gaura Kishoras Babaji Maharaj was walking past. Pran Gopal Shastri was saying, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no Parakya Ras. There is only Swakya Ras, the married relationship between Krishna and the gopis. But when Krishna comes to this world, then Parakya Bhav is manifested only here. Then Sri Gaura Kishoras Babaji Maharaj chastised him. What rubbish you are speaking. And he explained how when Sri Krishna comes from the Dham, he brings all his associates with their original gurus here also. There is no difference between Goloka Dham and this Rajamukhi. What is not there will not be here also. So then Goswami, he felt that Rangapal Shastri, he felt the feet of Sri Gaura Kishoras Babaji Maharaj begging forgiveness. So Guru used to say, we have only come to study at this University of Sri Gaura Kishoras Babaji Maharaj. When Guruji went to America first time, then all the learned persons of ISKCON, don't mention any names, they came to Srila Gurudev. They were going to college and universities to do their PhD, etc. Gurumai said, don't think you'll learn anything more from them than that you have received from your spiritual master. Your spiritual master has given the topmost instructions. If you hear from these university academies who are also atheists, you'll be diverted and your bhakti will be lost. Guru Maharaj said, we saw that happen. Also, Srila Bhanu Maharaj used to tell the disciples, I was the only one who went to school and survived, means who did not become a materialist. Why? The only reason is because they were engaged in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. The Buddha said, we have also seen in his life, there was one brahmachari who came to the mat who was very much fond of reading Sanskrit Guru grammar. Then when he went to the Sanskrit home, he never came back. From there he married, had children, and doing his business. Therefore, when we come to the mat, whatever education we come with, that is more than enough. We will, just by hearing and serving the Vaishnavas, all type of Tattva Gyan, all knowledge of Krishna's powers, his energies, will automatically come to us by the process of hearing, and also by serving Vaishnavas, we will also achieve the great goal of Prema Bhakti.
Before this, the gopis, Shri Shukadev Goswami, through the medium of the gopis, he is saying, a deer of Braj, a doe of Braj, they are so fortunate. The cows are fortunate. The calves are fortunate. Oh, the birds of this place, they are so qualified. Sitting on the branch of Bhakti, meditating on Krishna's lotus flute, they are quiet and listening to this flute song. And the rivers? The rivers? They are with their arms of their waves, they are offering lotus flowers to their, to the lotus feet of Krishna. First of all, they embrace, rise up to his chest and try to embrace him. But when Krishna neglects them, then they fall down at his feet and offer these lotus flowers. The clouds, they give very cooling, soothing shade to Krishna. even higher than us. These most fortunate are these aborigine girls, the tribal girls. They are superior. Like this they are describing. And then they described that, oh, superior to them are the Sakhas, who are always with Krishna. Thousands of years if you perform austerities, who have purified their heart, those who cannot meditate on Bhagavan for a second. And here the Sakhas, they are, how fortunate they are. They are rolling on this ground in the dust, playing with them, eating. So fortunate these Sakhas. For births and births, when sadhana is performed, lot of following rules and regulations, sometimes somehow you are able to purify your heart. Such yogis also, they cannot achieve even one grain of dust from the feet of such Sakhas, such yogis also. And as Bhagavan Brijananda himself, they are, see, fighting, wrestling, playing with these Sakhas. What fortune these Braj kids have. Now in Sakya Bhava, they are describing now. In these gop kids, what to speak about their pastimes of these, what they are doing with Krishna, who can have direct darshan of these, the big, big yogis who are in their yoga, in their meditation, they cannot even meditate on the lotus feet of that Shri Krishna. And these kids of Braj, so Shukadev Goswami is speaking all this, that, oh, they are so fortunate. Why these pastimes are being described? In whose heart, towards which rush has greed, or has in his heart, he has some hint of trace of that bhav, that pastime, dasaras, vatsalaras, madhuras, they will, hearing them, hearing these pastimes, they will manifest this greed in their heart. This greed will come in their heart. That is why. And who have some greed, their greeds will be nourished. Like this, that is why Shukadeva Goswami is describing all this. Feeding.
गोपोत संगो
बरहा ओहो एक्सक्लेमेशन व्हेन कृष्णा गोस फॉर ग्रेजिंग द काउज
तब देन स्थान पर बड़ी विचित्र लीलाएं सखाओं के साथ में
ही परफॉर्म्स वेरियस एस्टोनिशिंग पास्ट टाइम्स विद द सखास शुकदेव गोस्वामी इज डिस्क्राइबिंग दोस वेरी पास्ट टाइम्स सम टाइम Krishna, with the cowherd boys, wrestling, he becomes tired. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, Kans. Just in a fraction of a second, he killed them. And with those Sakhas, when he is wrestling, Sometimes he defeats Sridham, sometimes Sridham is on his chest, sometimes he loses, sometimes Sridham loses. And they are more or less equal. With the effort of this wrestling, when he becomes tired, then at the banks of River Yamuna, very beautiful, fragrant, cool wind is blowing. And in the shade of the kadam tree, there are flowers decorating the kadam tree. These are very fragrant, these flowers. And secondly, Radhaji is
of Krishna ko
considered
Kadamba Vriksh. Kyon?
It is Radharani's called Tamal Vriksh.
Kadamba.
Why? Because her complexion is like the kadam tree, and he sits near the under the kadam tree. First, made by Vrinda Devi or by the sakhas, the very soft leaves, the reddish, just the very newborn leaves and flowers, just like a rose flower, and its petals he takes, and he takes out the petals. Also the similarly lotus flowers, he just takes out the petals and made a very beautiful bed for Krishna, and Krishna is sleeping on that very cool and soothing fragrant petals. And Shridham, Radha's Rani's brother, he puts his head in his lap, Krishna. And all the sakhas, rest of the sakhas, what are they doing? Somebody is massaging, somebody is massaging legs, somebody feet, somebody hand. All the sakhas have this desire that I should make a bed mattress of petals of flowers for Krishna. I should massage him. So he expands himself. They make thousands and thousands of cots of lotus petals, mattress of lotus, and he expands himself thousands, and he rests simultaneously in how can 5, 10, 20 people massage one Krishna. So he gives chance to all the sakhas. Like this, very astonishing pastimes. Who can describe the glories of these sakhas? They are massaging his lotus feet directly. Lakshmiji also does not have this fortune. She can only massage Narayan's lotus feet. She wanted to enter the Ras, she couldn't enter. She can't enter in Braj. And these sakhas, they are so fortunate. They have made a fan out of soft leaves, and with the they have also made a bouquet of the flowers and made a fan. Nowadays we have such fans, electric fans. Earlier the mothers to their children, the ladies, the wives to their husbands, the sisters to their brothers, how much was needed, so lovingly they would fan their relatives. Now you just switch it off. Oh, it is going so fast, it can be slowed down. You need a regulator. There is no love in this fan. But that fan is full of prema. It is full. This is a bouquet of love. Now all these things are so much lacking in all these things.
Reading.
Some Gopalak, melting their hearts, melted in love, they are increasing the joy, the bliss of Shri Krishna, and they are singing those very pastimes which they have performed or performing with Krishna very sweetly, like Mother Yashoda, along with her churning the yogurt or other tasks performing, she is singing newer and newer, fresher and fresher songs, just like the sakhis. Jayatite Adhikam. These kirtan they are singing. Sakhal are also no less. In the poetry they are making, singing very beautifully. And Krishna is singing, hearing these pastimes and fanning Krishna very sweetly. Now here, the sakharas of sakhas they are finishing to describe, and now they are going further reading. Yashoda Mahabhaga, the most fortunate mother Yashoda.
Aho,
with astonishment, again exclamation, they are speaking. Parikshit Maharaj is saying, O Brahman, Shukadev Goswami. To Shukadev Goswami he says, Maharaj, or Nanda Baba, they are saying, what austerities has Nanda Baba performed, or what he has given in charity, in what, holy ponds he has taken bath. That Nanda Baba, he is saying, bring my sandals off my feet. He brings on his head.
And
he gives order to Krishna. He loves him, Krishna. He loves Krishna, taking him in his lap. Shows affection to him, pats him. Whom? Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the originator of Narayan, also is coming from him. Such Krishna, he takes him in his lap. Yashoda Mahabhaga, most fortunate. And this Yashoda, the most fortunate, she also, what did she do? That Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she is giving her breast milk. She is giving the milk of her breast. And Krishna's hunger, it never decreases. He wants to drink more and more and more. What austerities did they perform? It was described, Dron or Dhara, Dron Dhara, they performed austerity. This is not correct. This is just to cheat the ordinary people. This is story. Dron and Dhara, austerities they will perform, and in these austerities, by these austerities, when they gain perfection, when Brahmaji gave them boon, then Nanda and Baba, they combine in the forms of Nanda and Baba. And they tasted the Vatsalya Ras. When the pastimes were finished, then Dron and Dhara, again they went to heavenly planets. Like this, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, what have they done? These descriptions are being described here. Maybe we'll stop. Tomorrow also, rest day, but still we will have katha in the morning, in the evening also, and day after we will go to Charan Pahadi, etc., etc., places we will visit, Kokila one and others. Translation.
Yesterday we heard how the deer are fortunate, the cows are fortunate, the calves are fortunate, the birds are fortunate, and sitting on the branch of bhakti, those birds are actually great rishis and munis. Hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they have stopped their chirping and have become silent. The rivers, by their arms in the form of waves, offer flowers and embrace the chest of Krishna. But being neglected by him, they come to the feet. The clouds offer shade and cooling rainfall in the form of tears. But superior to them are the Pulindi goats. But superior to the Pulindis are the friends of Krishna, the sons of Krishna, because they are always with him. Therefore, last night we heard, Itam Satam Brahma Sukham Vibhutya Yasya Gatanam Paradevati. Even the yogis, after thousands of years, are performing sacrificial yajna. With their purified mind, even they cannot think on the feet of Krishna. But these coward boys are always with Sri Krishna directly. For thousands of years, yogis perform austerities from the different branches of yoga, like yam and niyam. Birth after birth, they endeavor. Their intelligence becomes fixed, but still they cannot catch one speck of dust at the feet of Sri Krishna. But the coward boys are playing directly with those same lotus feet. How fortunate they are, Sukadeva Goswami is describing. What to speak of? Playing with the Krishna, the yogis cannot even meditate upon him. Therefore the question may arise, then why is Sukadeva Goswami describing such a pastime? By describing the sweetness of Sakya Ras, friendship mood, Vatsali Ras, parental mood, and Madhuri Ras, conjugal mood, by hearing the sweetness of these pastimes, one may develop a greed to also enter into those pastimes and serve accordingly. Therefore the cowboy boys are moving place to place and performing wonderful leelas. One time, Sri Krishna was wrestling with the coward boys, especially Sridham, and he felt tired. That same Sri Krishna who killed huge demons like Agasura and Bakasura in less than a second, by wrestling with Sri Dham, he became exhausted. Sometimes he would defeat Sri Dham, sometimes he was defeated by Sri Dham. Therefore Krishna went to the bank of the Yamuna, and a very cool, sweet breeze was blowing there. And Krishna took rest under one Kadamba tree. Why? Because that is the color of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she always rests under tamal trees, because that is the complexion of Sri Krishna. That Kadamba tree had a very sweet smell. And Brinda, all the cowherd boys, had made a very soft bed for Krishna, composed of taking the petals off the flowers, removing the stems and covering it with a soft cloth. Krishna would rest his head on the lap of Sri Dham, and other cowherd boys would massage the feet. So there are millions of cowherd boys that all want to perform the service of making a bed for Krishna and massaging his feet. Therefore it is arranged by Yogamaya that thousands of millions of suckers make thousands of beds, and Krishna accepts thousands of forms and takes and lies on those beds, and each cowherd boy gets a chance to personally massage Krishna. Therefore those suckers are even more fortunate than Lakshmi. Lakshmi is not so fortunate. She can only catch hold of the feet of Narayan, but she cannot enter Ras Mandal. She cannot touch the feet of Krishna like the cowherd boys. Therefore, Gurudev says, previously people used to do by hand. The mother would fan the son by hand, the sister would fan the brother, the wife would fan the husband, and nowadays, press the AC button and walk. There is no prem in that. All these things are being covered now. Therefore, the cowherd boys would take branches, and holding the stems of the branches, they would fan Krishna. They would also sing for his enjoyment. Madhya Soda Singh is Govinda Dhamma Dhanamada Vati. The Gopi sang, Gopi Geet, etc. But the sakas are not less than them. Singing in a very soft, sweet way, Krishna falls asleep. Therefore, Subhadev Goswami here completes the description of Sakiras. Then he describes the good fortune of Nanda Yasoda, who served Krishna in Vatsali Ras. Nanda Kinkaro, Ramana, Srinivan Mahadoya, Yasodava Mahabhaga, Papa Yasam Stanamhari. It is asked, what austerities did Nanda Baba perform? What holy places did he take bath in? What mantra did he chant? That he can say to Krishna, hey, Kalua, bring my shoes. And Krishna takes the shoes on his head and comes towards Krishna. Then Krishna takes Nanda Baba takes Krishna on his lap and gives him so much affection, smelling the top of his head. Who is that Krishna? He is Paramahansa, the absolute truth. Bhagavan Sri Narayan is only a part of him. But Madhya Soda is more fortunate than even Nanda Baba. Because she feeds milk directly from her breast to Sri Krishna, whose thirst is never exhausted, therefore he drinks more and more. What austerities did she do? In the Bhagavatam it says that Drona and Dara performed austerities to please Lord Brahma, therefore they achieved the benediction of taking the position of Nanda and Yasoda. But actually this is just for cheating the common persons. Actually, Drona and Dara, being blessed by Lord Brahma, entered the body of Nanda Yasoda. And in the body of Nanda Yasoda they tasted Vatsali Ras, and after the completion of Krishna's pastimes they went to get back to the heavenly planets. Tomorrow is the best day, but there will be a time, morning and evening as usual.
Hare Krishna. Srila Gurudev is giving some initiation today. So tomorrow will be fire sacrifice. 10 a.m. Combined effort of Sripad Maharaj and Sripad Ban Maharaj. And your name will be announced during fire sacrifice. One more announcement. Today is our last rest day. Kalke Amadir Nishtamir Din. Kalke Samastha Bharati Ya Samastha Bhaktavan Sechen. Vishesh Kuru Bhaktavan Sechen. Vishesh Kuru Bhaktavan Sechen. Vishesh Kuru Bhaktavan Sechen.